Yeah.
Yeah.
Snyder, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo-hoo!
Good evening. And as usual, I have good news for you. In fact, I have great news for you. Many times I say that I'm going to tell you the secret of life. And I often use that when people miss a class. I tell them they've just missed the secret of life. But tonight I'm going to tell you one of the secrets of life, if not the secret of life. And that is the good news. You know, we all want to manifest in our life. And we study metaphysics so that we can make a demonstration, so that we can bring into our lives what we want, what we desire. If it's money, career, whatever, we want to do that. And we realize that metaphysics and the metaphysical teaching, that we live, move, and have our being in the mind of God. And that everything that we see is made from something that is not seen. That everything that exists has to exist out of God. So it is all God stuff. So we take that mind, the mind of God, and we try to create with that mind, the same way that God creates with that mind. But it has to come through our mind first. Now, our mind is always a part of God's mind. It has to be, since there's only one mind. And we are always at the center of that mind. Each of our minds is at the center of God's mind. So when God wants to create something, God knows exactly how to do that. And there's no denial whatsoever in the mind of God. But in our mind, we have denials going on. And we wonder why we cannot manifest something. In order for us to manifest something, we must have in our mind the right atmosphere. The right atmosphere must be going on inside of our thinking, inside of our minds, so that this power, this thing that we call God, can create. God cannot create for you if the atmosphere in your thinking is not correct. You will get nothing from that. Now, how many times have I said we are here to learn to stretch our consciousness, which is absolutely correct. And we're here to make a bigger container so that we can contain more of the good stuff, so that we can contain more of this God stuff and be able to manifest what we want. But if we don't have the right atmosphere for it to operate in, it is not going to operate correctly. You may get half of this, that, little bits and pieces, but you're not going to get the whole thing. Now, what do I mean by changing and by having an attitude or an atmosphere in your mind that would be conducive for this power to come through? Well, first of all, a grumpy, grouchy person is going to be very difficult to manifest something. You can be grouchy and grumpy. It just won't work. That is an atmosphere that you're setting up. And all what you're trying to manifest has to filter through that. So, you have to change yourself into being a happy person, into being a receptive person, into keeping your mind thinking always of the highest good, always thinking of positive things instead of negative things. That's just changing the atmosphere that's going on inside of your thinking, inside of this container, inside of your consciousness. So when you've changed, we say in religious science or science of mind, change your thinking, change your life, or change your mind, change your life. And it's easy, we always say, to change your mind. It's hard to keep it changed, and it's certainly hard to keep the atmosphere always correct so that you can receive all the good that you want to come to you. So think of that when you're trying to do a demonstration for yourself. Make sure that your atmosphere in your mind is conducive to getting what you want. Always, it's the answer. It's what's going on inside of you. You know, with your cells and stuff, I often tell people, cells are born in to a thought atmosphere. And they're born into the thought atmosphere that you have going on inside of you. And if you have a thought atmosphere going on inside of you that you're sick, then your cells are born into an atmosphere of sickness. If you keep wellness going on and health going on in your mind, then when your cells are born, which are going on right here as we sit, then those cells are born into an atmosphere of health and not sickness. It's all done with the environment. It's done with the atmosphere. So we're always in some thought atmosphere. We're always moving in and out of thought atmospheres. So we have to correct our own thought atmosphere and keep it working. So think of that before you start to do your mental work or a treatment or anything. You have to have the right atmosphere going on. That will make your container bigger, and that will allow this power that we call the cosmic power, the mind of God, whatever you want to call it, so that it can work, so that it can work better through your life. Because it's only going to do as much for you as you have going on in your mind. That's all it's ever going to do. It can't outthink you. It won't outthink you. It can outthink you, but it won't do that. Meet your expectations of yourself. It won't take you past your own expectations. It won't clear the atmosphere for you. You have to do that. That is the part we play in this whole metaphysical thing. We have to align ourselves with this thing that we call God. And we have to change our thinking. And how are some of the ways that we change our thinking to build a bigger container, a container that would be big enough to include everything? We change our mind by what?
Worthy.
That knowing that we are worthy, deserving, lovable, totally lovable, and that we matter. That changes your atmosphere, and that makes your container bigger. So you have to work on those elements all the time. So before you even start to think that you want something or you want to demonstrate something, sit down and convince your mind that you're worthy, deserving, lovable, and that you totally matter. Because if you're not getting what you want, it's you are the one that's holding it back. Because God never holds anything back from you. But God can only meet what you have in your mind. Can only meet that. When you change that mind, God will meet it. And God will give you that. Because we're always doing whatever's going on in our mind, whatever we're thinking, we are causing to happen. We are causing to happen. We are always the cause under our own experience. Always the cause under our own experience. So we stay within our own thinking. And we change our thinking. We never change anybody else's thinking. I don't try to change your thinking. I just tell you all the little tools and different techniques and so forth. But you have to change your own thinking. But you always have to change your thinking about yourself. People that are not getting what they want in life are not getting what they want in life because they don't think that they deserve it. They don't think they're good enough for it. Most people think they're less than. Somebody else has more intelligence. Somebody else has more of this, this, and this. And that's why they're getting it. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. Everyone is using the mind of God. And everyone is intelligent. Across the board. Now we know, years ago, they said that your IQ stayed the same. Now we know that IQ does not stay the same, that it changes, that you can change anything. We are learning that we can change our IQ. We are learning that we can change our DNA. We are learning all these things. All the power that we have. We have tons and tons of power. We have to learn to use it. Stop listening to the world outside. Stop listening to race mind. And start listening to your own thinking. and change your own thinking. Make it a wonderful experience for yourself. Make your life wonderful. Each and every one of us can do that. Each and every one of us. But we have to change the thought atmosphere that's going on in our own thinking. And we can certainly pick out the thought atmospheres in other people, can't we? Mm-hmm. So learn to do it in your own thinking and learn to say, oh, I'm getting rid of that. Oh, I don't like that. This isn't me. I want to get rid. Because you want that power to come through you and really work for you. So just check your thinking. Make it a fun game. Make it a fun game. But come to the conclusion that you can do this. And it's done with thinking. Thinking is what has caused everything to happen. It's the only cause there is in the whole universe. God thinks and something happens. I think and something happens. You think and something happens. Thinking is the only cause. Remember, there's no causation on this plane of action. Everything on this plane of action is an effect. You can't do anything about it. It's an effect. Once you get an effect, that's it. That's the effect. You can get a new effect and a different effect, but you can't change the effect because there's no cause in any of the effects. There's only in your thinking. Thinking is the only thing that will bring to you what you want. Not any condition. People dabble with conditions. They think, oh, I can change a condition. And you can't change a condition. You can't. Once it's a condition, it's a condition. And it has no power. Conditions have no power. Effects have no power. So the only power there is the power of mind. And how does mind work? Through thinking. Through thinking. We all have a mind. We all are using the mind of God. Therefore, we all have this power, and we can use this power to bring into our lives exactly what we want. And I always use the word exactly. You have to know exactly what you want. Ernest Holmes says you must know definitely what you want. It doesn't matter, but you have to know either exactly or you have to know definitely, this is what I want. This is what I require. This is what is acceptable to me. And you can say that it's not acceptable to me. That is not what I wanted. This is what I want. And go for what you want. And then we always know we're going to get that or something much better that we can't think about. You know, our mind, being finite, cannot think as big of a thing as this thing called God can. But you're going to get what you want or something even better than that. But we're afraid sometimes to say, this is what I want. But we're never afraid to say, this is what I expect. Because at many times, what do we hear? Exactly what I expected. Exactly what I expected. And I think expectations are always on a low level. Always on a low level. What you really want is up here. What you actually want, what you definitely want is up here. But you, that's what I expected. I expected to come in second. I expected them to win. I expected this. That's using the power, but on a low level. Mm-hmm. Turn up the volume. Turn up the volume and raise it up. To exactly what you want. To definitely what you want. Instead of staying down here with, well, that's what I expected. And you got it. You see, it works all the time. It works all the time. But you just have to move it up. So, if you are doing that and you, in your mind, say, oh, I'm going to turn that right up. I'm going to turn that up. So that you can demonstrate at a higher level. We're always demonstrating. We're always demonstrating. But where do we want the demonstration? Down here or up here? We're the ones who decide that. That's why we say exactly. definitely. This is what I require. Not that, this. But we get that and we say, okay, that's what I expected, I'll take it. I say, no, I don't want it. Get it out of here. And raise your vibration. Raise your consciousness. Raise your thought atmosphere. Raise your thought atmosphere to what? I am worthy. I am deserving. I am totally lovable. And I matter. With that, let's do the matter thing. That's what that means. Ready? I matter. I matter. I really, really matter. I matter. I matter. I really, really matter. Yay! Yes. Know that. Know that you matter. And raise your level of consciousness. Just turn the volume up. People are afraid to do that. I'm going to give you, dear, a wonderful affirmation. It's for you, but it's also for everybody. And the affirmation is, be bold and mighty forces will come to your aid.
Ooh.
Be bold and mighty forces will come to your aid.
I like that.
The affirmation would be, I am bold and mighty forces come to my aid.
You can do it any way you want.
Semantics.
I was listening to the radio on Wednesday on KPF Day. They had this doctor that was talking to the lady who interviews them, Lisa Gar, and he was talking about this the way that whatever you expect and what you want to create about your health is how it actually manifests itself. And he talked about this guy who had cancer, big lymph nodes in his body, all this other stuff. The doctor gave him saline solution, said, this is the best cancer stuff, it's the latest, it's the greatest, it's so beautiful, it's going to help you. He injected it, and the guy goes back and he's living his life, he's happy, flying his airplane all over the place. And then he reads something in the newspaper that says, oh, that solution didn't work. And the guy says, in the next day he was in the hospital, sick, everything, all those things grew back. The doctor comes back and sees him. Hey, look, they came up with a better one. It's better than the one I gave you last time. It's super duper, the latest one from 1999, whatever it was, whatever the time was. Injected the same saline solution into him. The guy gets up. He says, in a day, all those nodes just went away. They just evaporated. The guy goes back to living his life, all this other stuff. And then a month later, he reads something else in some journal. Oh, that solution. Solution didn't work. It's proven not to do anything. It says within 2 days, the guy went to the hospital and he died.
Yes.
And the doctor was saying, and this, the doctor she was talking to was not the guy that gave, this solution. He just read it. He was reading or he knew this doctor. But he said it was the expectation of what the guy had.
He may have heard that.
To Jules, is people that are bold and brave have a healthier immune system than people that don't take chances. So all these people that take chances, I don't know, like during the American Revolution, Civil War, whatever, Martin Luther King, all these people that take chances, and they get beat up a lot, right? They get hit a lot. They bleed sometimes. But they heal faster than other people because their immune system is just running at this peak level. Because their body, their mind, and all these things are willing to take chances. We're not saying... He didn't say you got to be jumping, jumping out of airplanes and stuff, but taking chances maybe up here, knowing that it may not turn out the way that you expect it, but you're taking a chance because you want to get something.
Yes.
And that equated to a healthier way of life inside your body.
All life is a risk, and you must take the risk. But when you take the risk, you must realize, I'm bold and mighty forces come to my aid. And we must always stitch in faith and do that. Reva was bold. She stepped out and started this center. Then she stepped out and started a class. And when she was bold enough to do that, even though her mind was telling her, why are you doing this? You can't do this. You don't know what you're doing. Yada, yada, yada. She remained bold. And when she did, mighty forces came to her aid. Spirit comes right in and helps you. Comes right in and helps you. But Spirit will not come in and help you till you move. That's what we make. Move. Do something. You must always take an action. God helps those who help themselves. Treat and move your feet. We must always participate in this thing. We have to do it. People want to sit around and think that God is going to drop money in their lap. You must do something. You must think. You must get up and move. You must go and look for it. God supplies all the worms for the birds, but he does not drop it in their mouth. They must go and look for the worms. But the worms are there. Abundance and prosperity and money are here. But we have to go look for it. That doesn't mean that you have to knock yourself out doing it. But it does mean you have to get out of bed in the morning and do something. Speaking now of that, and prosperity and abundance, where are my little cards? I had them here. Oh, I have them under my seat. No, I have it under. I always have one. Let's go over these, because I think these are wonderful. Ah. Come in. Come in. Hello. There's a chair right... Oh, there is a chair there. Okay. Sit down. I'm Dallas.
Derek.
Derek.
Diana. Jules.
Andy.
Marcia.
Julie Brown.
Johnny.
And
Reba.
You want to say something for me?
Yeah.
Now?
Well, something I heard on the today.
Oh, why?
Before you start your car. Well, anyway, I had this aha moment, which I needed at that moment, because I listened to satellite radio, and sometimes I listened to Oprah and Friends. She had Marianne Williams and a bunch of people that are fabulous on there. Anyway, this woman called today and said that she is really upset because her mother was coming to town, and she hadn't seen her mother in 6 or 7 years, and she has kids, and she's keeping her mother from them because she's really angry at her mother because her mother is a lesbian. So the lady says, well, why are you upset with your mother that she's a lesbian? Well, because the bottom line is because if she's a lesbian, then what am I? What am I? And how did, then I'm not even,
a lesbian.
I don't even. And I should have never been conceived and all this stuff. And I'm like, wow, she was like me. And so finally the host said, it doesn't really matter what your parents are or do or who, you're made of God. And it's your higher power is who you are and why you're here. And she said, you matter. And all that stuff, I'm thinking, and I want to call in and go, you matter, you matter. and she totally didn't let her go from, my parents are divorced, I should have never been conceived, blah, blah. She said, you know what, it's not about that. You are here, you're from your higher power, and you matter.
Yes.
And I thought, what is on? Because it was not, she wouldn't even let her go there. And I thought, that's cool. Exactly what yeah. You're teaching. It's
cool. Thank you. this class, metaphysical, you know?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And the title is Prosperity and Abundance, Including Money.
Okay.
But,
that's good.
But we talk about everything.
All right.
But we talk a lot about money. And there's a little card there we're going to go over right now.
Okay.
And that's mm-hmm. for you to keep.
Okay.
So let's go over these. I am a magnet for money. Prosperity of every kind is drawn to me. So use that. Know that you are a magnet, that money is coming to you. It's not going away from you. It's not going away from you. I had a person today say that, a person said to them, you just can't keep money. It just flies away from you all the time. And I often hear people say that.
Mm-hmm.
But money just goes all the time. It just goes out. Well, if it goes out, it has to come back. It has to come back. Every time you send money out, say, I'm sending this money out because I know it's coming back to me. And it's going to come back to me multiplied abundantly. And it'll come back to you. The whole universe works on the idea of circulation. What goes out has to come back. What goes out has to come back. Remember, what goes round comes round. It has to come back to you. Always release money, knowing, oh, it's coming right back to me. It's coming right back to me. We are taught to hold on to money and to punch it because you may never get this again. You may never get this. Which is sort of ridiculous because look how much money you've gone through in your lifetime already and you're still going through it. But we still keep that idea going. So, know that you're a magnet. I radiate success and prosper wherever I turn. Isn't that wonderful? I have unlimited choices. Opportunities are everywhere. Please remember that. I have unlimited choices. You can choose up one side and down the other and choose again. Remember the Course in Miracles. The whole idea behind the Course in Miracles is choose again. Choose again. I'm sick. Well, choose again. Be healthy. I'm poverty. Choose again. I'm rich. It's always in choosing again. It's that thought atmosphere in your mind. What are you thinking? Do you know that you're already successful? Know that you're already successful. You have to know that you're already rich. And then money will come to you. If you say to yourself and your thought atmosphere is, I'm poor, that's what's going to happen. Now you sit around with that thought atmosphere, I'm poor, and then you do a treatment to be wealthy. Now you think you're ever going to get wealthy? No, because it cannot pass the thought atmosphere. It can't make it. The thought atmosphere is poor. You have to get rid of the thought atmosphere. See if the last one doesn't do that. I have moved from poverty thinking to prosperity thinking, and my finances reflect this change. Now, this is a very, very powerful one. I move, meaning you're thinking. Stop thinking about poverty. Living under the bridge. I'm running out of money. Start prosperity thinking. And my finances reflect it. Your finances will start to reflect that. If you're sitting around thinking poverty all the time, do you think your finances are going to reflect wealth? No, it cannot do that. It just can't do that. It's in our mind. It's always. Thinking is the only thing. The only causation is thinking. Any problem that you're having because of your thinking. And when you change your thinking, your problem will dissolve itself. It will change. But we start focusing on the problem. We start focusing on the problem. Only one problem, a God problem, or a thinking problem. Think correctly about yourself. Think correctly about yourself. Race mind. Alert. I was watching television the other night, educational station, whatever I call them, and it was about the Jewish people and all the hatred that has followed them for centuries. And it was very well done, but it was completely steeped in race mind. Because it went thousands of years ago, this happened, and then that happened, and they did this and that, and all the conditions that brought them up to that. So the end result was they're just never going to get along, that it's going to take forever for this to leave. That's a God problem. That's only one problem. It's not any of those conditions. The problem is there's only one God. There's only one God. It doesn't matter if you're Jewish or Catholic or Muslim or whatever you are. It's only one God. The religions, all religions separate. All religions separate just by the mere fact that they're a religion. They separate you. I'm Catholic, you're Jewish. Immediately, a separation. Spirituality unifies. Spirituality always unifies everything. And spirituality is in every religion and in every person. And that's why the common people in these different countries that are at war and so forth, They don't want war. They don't want that. That's coming from a government. That's coming from something completely different. So think of your spirit. Think of everybody as pure God, pure spirit. And we can solve most of the problems of the world. But we don't do it because we see separation all the time. And we always see lack. We always see lack. And I am seeing what they're building up to next. Because eventually we'll run out of oil. Or they'll finally decide that we could have some alternatives. So then there won't be all this scarcity of oil and fighting over oil. Regardless of what people think they're fighting over, you're fighting over oil. When that's solved, you're going to make water scarce. And we're going to have to fight over water. Because it's they're always going to come up with a scarcity. So that you have to fight for something. Instead of realizing that the world is abundant and there's plenty for everybody. And you can have yours and I can have mine. But no, we're going to have to do this all over again. That's all race mind. By saying if they have it, we don't have it. Or there's not enough ever to go around. This planet can feed this country could feed the whole world. We make enough here, we produce enough here to feed the whole world. But yet there's starvation, not only in the world, but in this country. Because we do not distribute it. It's always a problem of distribution. There's no problem with abundance and prosperity, only with distribution. We could do that, but we don't do that because, don't give that to them, don't do this. There's always something behind it, which is masked usually by some religious thing. Why religious leaders can't get together and all come to the same conclusion is absolutely beyond me. That they think, my God is my God and your God is your God. That cannot be true. There is only one God or one power, one thing. There's only, unity. There's only unity. And that's what we have to see everywhere. We have to see the unity in everything. But we also have to see the abundance and the prosperity. There is no such thing as scarcity. The world outside would like to tell you that. Banks would like to tell you that. Financial institutions would like to tell you that. And the stock market would like to tell you that. But there's abundance and prosperity everywhere. And there's money everywhere. There's money everywhere. And they keep doing more money. There are more millionaires now than there ever were. There are more millionaires now than there ever were. When I was a child, it was rare. We thought of the Rockefellers as having millions. We didn't know. They probably had billions now. But we thought, that's very unusual and that's so hard to obtain. But to obtain $1 million today is not difficult. It's not difficult at all to obtain $1 million. We've made it easy. So there's abundance and prosperity everywhere. And if you're not getting your share of that, and when I say share, I shouldn't even use that word, because it's yours. That's already yours. You're not taking. We're not sharing prosperity and abundance. What is mine is mine. What is yours, but there's enough for everybody. And when I have my share, which is big, 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 doesn't take away from yours. It doesn't take away. I can have as much as I want and not take anything from anybody. But we can only take as much as we have a container to put it in. And that container is up here. And it's your consciousness. And we have to constantly stretch our consciousness so that we can have that. So if you're not getting what you want in life, start looking at your thinking. Don't poke around with all that other crap that people want to do and think that's going to help them. It is not going to help you. The only thing that is going to help you is changing your mind. Is changing your mind, and it's always going to be changing your mind about yourself. getting a better idea of who you are. A better idea of who you are. I am a center of God action. I am connected to the infinite mind. And that infinite mind is prosperous and abundant. Therefore, I am prosperous and abundant. And I use that mind right here and right now. I see opportunities coming to me. I have ideas coming to me. Money is coming to me right here and right now. I realize that money is always flowing in my life, always freely circulating. And I allow it to do so because I know I have a divine surplus. I have a divine surplus. You have to change your thinking about all these things and know exactly what you want, or definitely what you want. Don't poke around anymore with that stuff, and don't be afraid not to ask. It's very hard for your mind to get stimulated. If I say to you, I will give you $3 to move that table, very few people are going to jump up and move that table. But if I say, I'm going to give you $1,000 to move that table, you'll probably move the table. Give yourself a goal that stimulates you. You have to give yourself something that stimulates you, that wants to make you do it. Yes. You didn't know that, did you?
I didn't. I haven't been sitting here all these months and I didn't know that.
So you have to, yes, you have to stimulate yourself. You're the one who has to do it. With all of this, anything that we do, we have to do it for ourselves. Remember, life is an inside job and it's a do-it-yourself project. You have to do it. But do it and make fun, have fun with it. And don't say, oh, it can't be done. I've always been this way, but you don't know how I was raised. I could care less how the hell you were raised. I could just care less. I lived in the South where everyone told me they lived on a plantation and the silver was missing or something after the Civil War, and that's why they were poor. Now, what does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything? You have to do it yourself. How many times have I run into people also who tell me how rich their parents are?
Yeah.
I could care less how rich their parents are. What the hell are you doing? Where? What are you? How are you getting your money? Bless your parents. That's terrific. I'll look at them and applaud them for it. But now I want to know what you're doing. You can't live on other people's laurels. You certainly can't live on the past. You have to forgive yourself for all those things. And you have to change your mind about what you are and who you are. You just have to do it yourself. No one's going to come up and say, John, I think you're great. Does anyone ever do that?
Well, I might.
in this room, yeah.
But out, you have to know that. You have to do those things. We have to be our own fan club. We have to be our own fan club and our own cheerleader. We have to do that for ourselves. That's how we get what we want, and that's how we make this life wonderful. But don't allow your mind to take you back and tell you this is why you are the way you are, or this is why you can't do something. The mind loves to tell you all the reasons why you can't do something instead of the reasons why you can do something. Let there be light. And there was.
I was starting to go to the moon. You know that little moon.
We have to do it. We have to let all that stuff go and start right here knowing that you're wonderful. No, and it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what your past was. The only power there is the power in this moment. In this moment. And you take that step and you say, from now on, this is the way my thinking is going to be. And when you start to look back, change your mind. Say, no, I'm not going to do that. Don't show me that again. Remember on your computer when it says, don't show me that again? Don't let it pop up in your mind again. If it does, just keep doing that. Just keep doing that. Ernest Holmes once said in a talk that he was giving, if it takes 1 million times to change it, the denial that's going on, then do it 1 million times. But get rid of it. But get rid of it. We have to do that. See, we think we can come in and do three little things. Oh, yes. And it's all going to go. Listen, I've been doing this for 30-some years. And I still have to do it. I still have to do it every day. I was telling Riva. This morning, every Thursday, I send a postcard to my aunt. And I wrote out the postcard and I had it. And I mailbox, I go to the mailbox. Instead, I arrived at my car with the card. And I looked at the card and my mind immediately said, damn you, Dallas, for forgetting to put it in the mailbox. I said, what do you mean? What do you mean? Don't talk to me like that. I'm a wonderful, marvelous person. And it doesn't matter that I forgot. I'm going to go do it now. And I went back up and nailed it. I don't let my mind get away with those things anymore. I don't let my mind do that to me. I'm doing that. We're always punishing ourselves. No one else is punishing us. No one else is punishing us. Perhaps the first time, if somebody says something nasty to you, that hurts you. But it only ever hurts you once. But every time you think about it, it's hurting you again. They're not doing it. You have now become your own punisher. You have become the punisher. And we're punishing ourselves constantly by rerunning old tapes that will not get you anywhere. They will not do the work for you. You have to let them go. Forgive those people. Bless those people. Release those people. Forgive them and forgive yourself and start over. Now, I dropped that immediately. That, damn you, Dallas. Oh, that used to be a popular one for my mind to say to me. I did anything wrong or didn't get something done. Damn you, Dallas. Now, why would I be damning myself all the time? Where did that come from?
It kind of has a flow to it.
Well, I like him. He's funny.
He missed day. But we do that. My mind did that. No one was there telling me that. But it was just like somebody saying, oh, well, damn you, Dallas, you're stupid. You forgot to do that. No. My mind was doing that. And I corrected that. I corrected that. Now, I hadn't done that to myself in I don't know how long. Well, I'll say maybe 5 years. That one didn't come up. But this morning it came up.
Wow.
So they're there. They're still there. You remember the little gopher thing? I just take the mallet and hit the gopher, pushing right back down. Yes. Somebody told me what that was called, smash the gopher?
Whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole, yeah.
Whack-a-mole. Oh, I always called it smash the gopher. Whack-a-mole. Whack-a-mole. But think of that when those thoughts come up. Just smash them right back down again. Because they're not going to get you anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I know people who do that, have done that to themselves for 80 years. Who've done that to themselves for 80 years. And it's not a nice thing. It's not a nice thing. I personally know somebody that's getting ready to make their transition. And that person has never come to the conclusion in the 80-some years that they're intelligent. Always thought they were stupid. The mind told him that. He may have heard that once, and he's not stupid at all. not stupid, a brilliant, brilliant person, but cannot get over that. Look at your life. A wonderful exercise for everyone to do, you know, is to lay down on your deathbed and then see what you didn't do and what was going on. Why do you want to take that with you? You know, death does not improve you. Death does not improve you. If you think you're dumb here, you're going to be dumb in the next experience also. So clear that up. Clear that up now. Well, no, a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, I'll be at peace and all these problems, all these worries and all this stuff will be over and done with. You take everything but your body with you.
You better get that stuff straight right now.
Yeah. Do you want to do that?
No.
No, you don't want to do that.
No.
The same way, if you're horsing around with this teaching, stop doing that. Make it work for you. It works. Make it work. I have seen it work. I have used it many times. I'm absolutely amazed at what it can do for me and how it does it. So I know that. So don't do it to yourselves. Don't think, oh, well, I'll wait. Next week I'll get it. Oh, no, I have to take me 6 more months and then I'll be all right. Be all right now. Be all right now. Say to yourself, I know enough. I know enough right now. I know enough right now. I can do this. Didn't your mind tell you you didn't know enough?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Your mind always tells you you don't know enough.
That I'm not enough.
I told a story about my friend Lorraine. Lorraine and I at one time were seminar junkies. And at the particular time, we were taking a seminar called Loving Relationships Training, Sonia Ray. And she had gone off. I didn't take that. I took it here. She went on off for an intensive in Hawaii. And I said to her, Lorraine, how did that go? She said, you know, Dallas, one day during the seminar, I just looked down at my hand. And I looked at the palm of my hand and I went, healed. Got on a plane and came home. Try it. Do it. Look down at your hand.
Heal.
Go. Heal.
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 That'll be it.
Yeah. Heal. That's right. That's what it requires. Stop doing all this. You know, I love you people. And I love to teach this class. Well, I don't want you to leave. But leave, for Christ's sake. Go do it. Go do it. What was that whole thing? Go and do likewise. Use this. Don't think it's just a little parlor game or a nice way to spend a Thursday evening. Use it. And it will work for you. It will work for you every time, across the board. But we like to think, oh, I can take more notes. And I'll go home and study these notes and then it's going to happen. Oh, one more book to read, and then, boy, now I'm going to really get it. Now it's going to come through it. It's coming to you right now, healed. We're all healed right here and right now. You know exactly what to do. You're afraid to do that. Use that when I gave you jewels. Be bold, and mighty forces will come to you. Mighty forces will come to your aid. If you want to buy something, buy it, knowing. Now, let's use reason, though. Always wisdom with things. That you're stretching your consciousness, and when you stretch your consciousness, the money will be there to bring that in. And you'll be able to afford that. But we have to stretch. When I say stretch your consciousness, you can't stretch your prosperity consciousness if you're not doing something about stretching your prosperity consciousness. Like saying, ah, this looks a little tight here. But I'm going to do it so that I stretch into it. Yeah. So that I stretch into it. You can't be safe all the time. If you stay in that safety zone, yes, I know, or that comfort zone, you're not going to grow. There's going to be no growth. But it's that risk and stepping out in that faith, but using wisdom with it. Using wisdom with it. You know? I do the little things which my mind says, now, Dallas, you could save that money. You shouldn't do that, Dallas. I buy flowers every week. My mind says, now, you could get along perfectly well without those flowers. And I say, no, thank you. I want those flowers. I deserve those flowers. I'm worthy, deserving, lovable, and I matter. And I'm using those flowers because it gives me great joy. It puts my mind at ease so that my thoughts are in the right atmosphere for more to come to me. And ever since I've been buying flowers, I've never run out of money. I haven't run out of money because I spend $5-$10 a week on flowers. You know, my mind quickly says that's $520 a year, Dallas. See, I hear my mind doing that. I say, oh, shut up. Go away. You have to take the risk. You have to take the chance and know that it will all come, that stretching. And when you do that, remember, this thing we call God will not give you an ice cream cone. And before you're able to take a lick, take it away from you. God doesn't do that. So stretch your consciousness, stretch yourself out there. Okay, let's do a spiritual mind change. And I get talking, we never do these things. Let's know that we are a center of God action. And because we are a center of God action, we can create in our life all our desires. That this thing that we call God wants us to have it. The only thing that is holding us back is our limited thinking. So right here and right now, we change our thinking. We give ourselves permission to think big, to think prosperous, to think abundance everywhere. And we open ourselves, we make ourselves available for this power that we call God to operate in, as, and through us. And we see abundance, prosperity, and money coming to us from every channel in the universe. And we let that be so, and so it is. A young lady who was at Monday night, comes to Monday night, she hadn't been there for a while, sent me an email. And she said, oh, Dallas, this stuff really worked. She said, I was treating for money. And she said, I left it open to all the channels and so forth. She said, I got a check in the mail from my sister, who's married to a very wealthy man and has never once sent me any money with a note saying, fund money. See, and she never expected that. It never happened before. Wow. So you have to think of those. It's going to come somewhere. We don't know where. Remember, fun and entertainment, ways and means. God is the ways and means. I have no idea how I do the things I do. Do I have to know that? No, as long as I get what I want, as long as I'm happy, as long as I'm happy. And that's another thing I forgot to tell you. I am happy. I'm very happy. I love being happy. But that was a decision, that was a choice that I made. I said, well, I'm not going to sit around being gloomy and doomy. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be happy all the time. And I'm happy now, all the time, because it's my decision. It doesn't rely on anybody or any condition. It relies on me saying, I am happy. And I'm going to remain happy. Okay? Tonight's topic. Let me get around to it. Tonight's topic is PATHS. P-A-T-H-S. Hard one for me to say. PATHS. Something with my tongue. We're all on a path. And there are many paths. And they're all right. Everyone wants to say, I have the path and you have to follow my path. We're all going up a mountain. And there are many ways to get up that mountain. And some people decide to take a horrible path up the mountain, go up the sheer rocks and stumble and fall and kill themselves. Other ones take an easier path. It doesn't matter. We're all going up, and we're all on the same path. You can call it to the top of the mountain, or you can call it we're all on a path home. It doesn't matter what you call it. But you're going to decide what path you're on. And how do you decide what path you're on? By your thinking. If you think that it's a struggle, it's going to be a struggle. If you think it's easy, it's going to be easy. But the world wants to tell you it's always going to be a struggle, and it's, and nothing's easy, and yada-di-yada-di-yada-da, whatever it tells. Whatever it says. I'll tell you a story. There was a guru who lived at the top of the mountain. And a man, very steep, a horrible mountain, trudged along. I think it took him like 3 years to make it to the top of the mountain. And he got up to see the guru, and he said, "Oh my God, I'm so exhausted. It took me 3 years to make it up here. It's just, life is just dreadful." He said, "Can you tell me a different way? Can you tell me an easier way?" And the guru said, "Yes. Go to the other side of the mountain and take the escalator. Go to the other side of the mountain and take the escalator." See, everyone thinks to be spiritual, you have to climb 3 years up a mountain. And you have to do all this, and you have to lash yourself on the back and slit your wrist and hang on the cross and whatever else you do. No, go to the other side of the mountain. What does that mean metaphysically? It means change your mind. Change your mind. Stop seeing things as a stress, struggle, strain, and sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Change your mind. Go to the other side and take the escalator to the top. You don't have to do this to yourself. But pick the path that you want. All paths are going to lead to the same place. There's no place else to go, people. And don't fall for that one that there's something else besides God. There is nothing else besides God. There is no such thing as the devil, and there's no such thing as hell, except what you think in your own mind. What you think in your own mind. And this thing that we call heaven is always within us, and it will always be within us. So there's really no place to go, is there? You see, we say people make a transition. We think, oh, well, they went out through the universe, or they went someplace. There's no place to go. Up. What do you mean? Well, there's no place to go. Why is there no place to go? Because there's only the now. There is only the now. You know. When we say we make these transitions, it just means that this body, which we call body, which is really, apparently, nothing but a sack of water. It's all our body is. Big sack of water with skin around it. It just goes. We don't go anyplace. We stay right where we are. But we're in a different reality. That's all. We're just in a different reality. We don't know how many realities are going on right here in this room, do we? Mm-hmm. Tons of realities. Mm-hmm. I know there's tons of worlds going on in this that you can't see. Mm-hmm. Tons of worlds. There's all kinds of mites in this carpet, mm-hmm, having a wonderful time. A little life all of their own. Yeah. We can't see them. But they're there. We're all going up the mountain. We're all taking a path home. Pick the path that you want to take. You don't have, your path does not have to be loaded with boulders and puddles and wherever else that you think. Because the mind says, oh, if you struggle, then you really. So like, no pain, no gain. I hate that expression. No pain, no gain. Why do you have to do that? Why do we think we have to learn everything through some sacrifice or some hard, hard work. I tell people when they study, sit down before you pick up the book and open it up and you're studying for a test or your lines or anything, you have to sit right down and say, I have the mind of God, and the mind of God is working in me right here and right now, and that mind knows exactly how to remember everything. You read it and you remember everything. But most of the, oh, how many people I hear say, oh, I can't remember. I'm very bad at memorizing. I'm very bad at this. Well, yes, you're going to stay that way because you keep telling yourself that. You keep telling yourself that. You're always going to be what you tell yourself. And you're always going to be the conclusions that you come to. And you can change your conclusions of who you are. And you can change anything about yourself by changing your thinking about yourself. It's all done with thinking. When I told you months and months, years ago, whatever, that there's only ever one problem, that it's a God problem, and that should make your life very easy. If you're having a problem, it's a God problem. If you're having a personal problem, it's a God problem. But you can boil that down to, it's a thinking problem, because God is thinking. It's what you're thinking that's causing everything in your life. It's causing everything in your life. Henry David Thoreau said, a man becomes what he thinks about all day long. What he thinks about all day long. So start thinking of yourself as wonderful, as deserving, worthy, totally lovable, and that you matter. These are the things that you want your mind to throw back up to you. The whole idea of this teaching is to learn to think the thought that you want to think and learn to feel the feelings that you want to feel. But most people think that thoughts just come in and out of their mind and they're random. Well, they are, but you're controlling that. You can say, stop that. Give me a new idea. Give me a better thought. You have to become a witness to your thinking. Mm-hmm. You have to become a witness to your thinking. I knew this was at least 3 or 4 years ago. I told you this story. That aunt that I send the postcards to, this August will be 95 years old. Some time ago, 3 or 4 years ago, I was talking to her on the telephone. And I said to her, she still lives alone, does all her own stuff, very independent, cooks, cleans, and all that kind of stuff. I said, Aunt Catherine, don't you ever get lonely? And because she lives by herself and she doesn't go out. She only goes to the hairdresser the rest of the time. And she can be weeks without herself. And in the winter, she can be snowed in for 2 weeks. It doesn't bother her. I said, how do you do that, Aunt Catherine? She said, well, Dallas, I control my thinking. She can spell metaphysics, but I doubt she knows what it is. She's never studied metaphysics. She hasn't gone to church in 70 years or more. But she's got the secret of life. Mm-hmm. She controls her thinking. And she stays optimistic. Mm-hmm. She stays optimistic. When she was at the clinic, and the doctor said to her, my, you're in good shape for your age. You must have good genes. She looked at the doctor and said, don't you think attitude has something to do with it? And it does. I made up my mind several years ago that I would never grow old and bitter. And I would figure out a way not to do that to myself. I saw too many people old and bitter and regretful. Don't do that to yourselves. Don't do that, people. Change your mind. Change your thinking. Change your life. Know how wonderful you are. How magnificent you are. and know that you can have the money and the prosperity and the abundance you want. And it's done with your mind. It is not done with hard work. There's an expression in the Bible which says, by the sweat of your brow. And everyone thinks that means you have to go out and work till you start to perspire. That does not mean that at all. Metaphysically, that means the sweat of your brow is where your brain is. It means to think. It means to think. All things in the Bible, metaphysically, are wonderful when you see them. Turn the other cheek. What does turn the other cheek mean? It means turn and look in another direction. Change your mind. Look over here. Is what that means. That's what that means. The lady who turned to salt, Saul's wife, I believe.
Lots.
She looked back and she turned to salt. Metaphysically, that means when you're always looking back and trying to go forward, your mind crystallizes and you're stuck. Because you're always looking at the past and trying to move forward and you're stuck in that position. Mm-hmm. And your mind just crystallizes. It can't go in either direction is what that means. This teaching is absolutely wonderful. And it's absolutely practical. And it's to be used. It is to be used. I have said for years, God is not only mighty, God is useful. Start using God. Use God. It will change your life. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.